निर्जिता ककुब एकराड विशान प्रियान यथोपजोषम भुंजानो नात्रिप्या अजितेन्द्रियः स इत्थं निर्जिता ककुब एकराड विशान प्रियान यथोपजोषां भुञ्जानो नात्रिप्यद् अजितेन्द्रियः स इत्थं निर्जिता ककुब एकराड विशान प्रियान निर्जिता ककुब एकराड विशान प्रियान ककुब एकराड विशान प्रियान यथोपजोषं भुञ्जानो नात्रिप्यादजितेन्द्रियः मदजिस् सैत्था निर्जिता ककुब एकराड विषयान् प्रियान् यथोपजोषं भुञ्जानो जितेन्द्रियः सैत्था निर्जिता ककुब एकराड विषयान् प्रियान् यथोपजोषं भुञ्जानो नत्रिप्यादजितेन्द्रियः सः हिरण्यकशिपु इत्थं दास निर्जिता कॉन्कर्ड ककुब ऑल डायरेक्शंस विद इन द यूनिवर्स एकराट द वन एम्परर ऑफ द होल यूनिवर्स विषयान मटेरियल सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स प्रियान वेरी प्लीजिंग यथा उपजोषम एज मच एज पॉसिबल भुञ्जानः एंजॉयिंग न डिड नॉट अतृप्यत वाज सैटिस्फाइड अजित इंद्रियः being unable to control the senses. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. In spite of achieving the power to control in all directions, and in spite of enjoying all types of dear sense gratifications as much as possible, Hiranyakashipu was dissatisfied because instead of controlling his senses, he remained their servant. Purport. This is an example of asuric life. Atheists can advance materially and create an extremely comfortable situation for the senses. But because they are controlled by the senses, they cannot be satisfied. This is the effect of modern civilization. Materialists are very much advanced in enjoying money and women. Yet, dissatisfaction prevails within human society because human society cannot be happy and peaceful without Krishna consciousness. As far as material sense gratification is concerned, materialists may go on increasing their enjoyment as far as they can imagine. But because people In such a material conditions, are servants of their senses, they cannot be satisfied. Hiranyakashipu was a vivid example of this dissatisfied state of humanity. Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshorunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guran Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shirade Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Galva Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. It's a wonderful purport by Shri Prabhupada. Shri Prabhupada says it's meant for non-devotees, for atheists, but it very much comes in our life. We can say, up to a certain extent, we are not that much of a devotee if we are falling into this category. If you are not satisfied with the material things that we have. Only if one is not a perfect devotee, this is a problem. Or one is practicing Krishna consciousness, then this is not a problem. So as far as we allow ourselves to be controlled in this situation, then we have a problem. If we don't allow ourselves, then we don't have a problem. There's a beautiful example of Maharaj Yayati in Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah, he was got married to Shukracharya's daughter, Devayani. It was nice, family nice was going on till the time Devayani found out that King Yayati has another wife called Sarmishtha. In their childhood, they were competitors. So when she found out that she's another wife, and on top of that, she has three children, whereas Devayani had only two, she became very upset. And she went and complained it to Shukracharya that my husband is cheating me. And Shukracharya cursed him that he will become old. Now Maharaj Yayati, he wanted to enjoy his senses. So he asked from his different sons, from his five sons, three from Sarmishtha, two from Devayani. He asked, please give me your youth. Nobody wanted to give except one. I forgot his name. Yadu? Puru. Yeah, he gave him his youth. And he enjoyed his son's youth for 1,000 years. And in Bhagavatam it says that he enjoyed all the sense gratification according to Shastra. So because he enjoyed it according to Shastra, at the end of 1,000 years, he was satisfied knowing that the senses can never get satisfied. So he was so happy, he said, okay, he gave the youth back to his son. You know, that I don't need your youth anymore because I'm satisfied that the senses can never be satisfied. But here we have a problem with Hiranyakashipu. In the previous shlokas, it says, as if in fear of Hiranyakashipu, the planet Earth, which consists of seven islands, delivered food grains without being plowed. Does it resemble cows like the Surabhi of the spiritual world, or the Kama Dukha of heaven. The earth yielded sufficient food grains. The cows supplied abundant milk, and the outer space was beautifully decorated with wonderful phenomena. By the flowing of their waves, the various oceans of universes, along with the tributaries, the rivers, which are compared to their wives, supplied various kinds of gems and jewels for Hiranyakashipu's use. These oceans were the oceans of salt water, sugarcane juice, wine, clarified butter, milk, yogurt, and sweet water. The valleys between the mountains became filled of pleasure for Hiranyakashipu, by whose influence all the trees and plants produce fruits and flowers profusely in all seasons. So it doesn't matter what season is going on, you can get mangoes throughout the year, you can get leeches throughout the year, no problem. The qualities of pouring water, drying and burning, which are all qualities of the three departmental heads of the universe, namely Indra, Vayu and Agni, were all directed by Hiranyakashipu alone, without assistance from the demigods. He was doing very good, but still, it says, in spite of achieving the power to control in all directions, and in spite of enjoying all types of dear sense gratification as much as possible, Hiranyakashipu was dissatisfied because of, instead of controlling his senses, he remained their servant. It's so far out. You have everything. You think you have everything under control, but still, you have nothing. Because, you know, Bhakti Dipurna Maharaj was giving a very nice example some time ago. He said, sometimes devotees get challenged by people, you know, karmis. He said, see, I can smoke whenever I want. I don't have to smoke whenever I don't feel like. But you devotees, you can never smoke. You can never drink. You can never have illicit sex. You can never gamble. You have so control. You know, you people have no freedom, whereas we have freedom. On the other side, if we see these people have to do it, you know, they cannot remain aloof from it, whereas devotees can remain aloof. The karmis, they do it because they have no other choice. They say to make themselves feel good that we are better, you know, than these people, but they actually cannot. Only people, that's why devotees, because they follow Krishna consciousness, they are satisfied. Doesn't matter what they have. Like Srila Prabhupada, he went to America with 40 rupees. That's nothing. You know, but he was satisfied. He went there. There is a very nice pastime of Srila Prabhupada. He was in Bombay and he got invited to the house of Mr. Bajaj. You know, the Bajaj company, they are, you know, making all these automobiles. Now they have this big bike, scooters, refrigerators. Back then they were pretty small. They were selling, you know, very small. Srila Prabhupada was invited to their house. And Srila Prabhupada is telling them, you're a businessman. You should help preaching Krishna consciousness. You yourself should follow Krishna consciousness. And Mrs. Bajaj, she said, Swamiji, we are businessmen. And Srila Prabhupada said, business? Business you should learn from me. I went to America with 40 rupees, came back with $60 million. Yeah. So that you should learn from me. That time Mr. Bajaj was nothing, you know, sank down in embarrassment. But by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, now they have so much opulence. So that's the cause of being Krishna conscious. We had a, you know, Narasimha Chaturdashi festival. So I would like to say a little bit about it, because it was a very nice realization on our part. We had a 3-day festival, and you know, we are trying to put it together. We put it on the Mayapur forum. It was very short notice, so maybe some devotees don't know. It wasn't very well organized, but we tried whatever we could. So on the first day, which was the 18th of May, we went to Ganga with a group of devotees to bring water for the Abhishek. And we established a 2,000 liter drum downstairs, thinking that, you know, at least half of it will get full and then we can use it for Abhishek. And announcements were done, but not many devotees came forward. I asked help from Abhay Prabhu. He came with one more devotee for doing kirtan. and we started kirtan, there was basically nobody. At that time, I thought, okay, even if nobody comes, we're a group of small, you know, small group of boys from Gurukul. We will go and we'll bring water. And then we had 200 water pots lying on the side. And whoever wants, within these 3 days, they can go bring water whenever they feel like. But at least to start, we will go and bring. So Prabhu started the kirtan. It was very nice kirtan. And then I think we started with just 10 devotees. And they had water pots in their hands. We came out of Radha Madhava's courtyard. By the time we reached Govinda's, we had at least 50 devotees with us. And in the beginning I was feeling a little sad that, you know, it didn't work out, there's not many devotees. By the time we reached Samadhi Mandir, we had many more devotees. Everybody in the kirtan is going on so nicely, devotees are singing, you know, the mood was so nice. And I actually felt blessed that, yeah, I was felt so satisfied that it's a big enough group to do something meaningful. And because we are trying to get, you know, we got a little delayed because we are trying to arrange it. Some devotees, the time was to go at 6. Some devotees left at 6. And by the time we reached Samadhi Mandir, they were already coming back with water. So that was even more convincing that Krishna is taking care, Narasimhadev is taking care. And the mood was very nice. And while we came just in front of Sulabh Kitchen, one devotee, a brahmachari, walked by. He was wearing a t-shirt. And on the t-shirt it said, God's love never fails. And it was such a nice experience, you know, that Krishna took care. In the beginning, just, 10 minutes ago, I was completely like, oh God, there is nobody here to help. The service is not going to happen properly. It's feeling sad. And 10 minutes later, you know, we have a group of like 70, 80, maybe 100 devotees, kirtan, and the devotee walks in the front with a t-shirt saying, God's love never fails. So this is a proof that you know, the Lord is taking care. So that program went very nice. In the evening, we had a procession of Lakshmi Narasimhadev, a palanquin procession. That time, I was also worried. We have told the devotees, we've met individual devotees who are supposed to do their different services, bringing boga, making rangolis, bringing flower garlands. Will it happen? I don't know. It's a new service we are doing. It's not established yet, it's just starting. Will it happen? And that time there was one Mataji, she was getting married that day. So she came with her, future husband or the devotee whom she was getting married to. And the devotee said that we have some falls with Mars, and Lord Narasimhadev is the lord of the planet Mars. So can we do some service? I said, yeah, you can come. And he said the astrologer told us to worship specifically Lakshmi Narasimhadev because it's dealing with marriage and like that. Specifically worship Lakshmi Narasimhadev. I said, yeah, you can come for the procession. He said, sorry bro, I can't come because 6 o'clock is my marriage and 5 o'clock we are starting with the procession. What can I do? I said, you can offer lots of garlands. Immediately gave 1,000 rupees and we got 3 rose garlands and 10, one of these garlands to start with. And then the devotees, they brought so many different kinds of tulsi garlands. That's another showing, you know, from Lord Narasimhadev. Just keep on doing your service. I will take care. Because as I said in the beginning, it was not very well organized. Then, a few days before this, I had met few, you know, managers, and we were discussing about the program. One of them, he told me, please, try to please Narasimhadev very nicely. We really need it for Mayapur. Mayapur is going, you know, very recently went through a very difficult period and we still have shadows of it. Please try to please Narasimhadev. And he said, we'll try. You know, what can we do? If it happens, it happens. And then, I was going every day before starting this 3-day festival of Lord Narasimhadev, praying to Lord Narasimhadev. I said, my Lord, we don't know how to do it, how to please you. But we are trying. Please get pleased. We don't know how to do it. Just get pleased, you know. We'll try our best. Then on the 19th, the second day of the festival, we had a Mahasudarshana Homa in the temple courtyard. Again, there is lots of preparations to be done. 9 different devotees are involved with the ceremony. It's a big yagya, 3-hour long yagya. You're supposed to chant few japa, this, that, a lot of things. So at the end of the yagya, we are supposed to offer oblations to the Sudarshana Yantra and Narasimha Yantra that are being worshipped on Narasimhadev's altar. If you see underneath Narasimhadev, there are 2 yantras. One is Narasimhadev Yantra, one is Sudarshana Yantra. So we are supposed to offer tarpan, oblations. And for that, you are supposed to do it with mantra japa. So you take round, you chant extra rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra or the Narasimha Mahamantra, the Ugram Veera Mahavishnu Mantra. And with that, you offer them in, you know, you take water in your hand. You say, you know, I would like to offer, let's say 10 rounds, 20 rounds, 30 rounds, whatever. And with that water, you're supposed to perform tarpana. So I was wondering what to do, this, that. And we requested many, many devotees to chant extra rounds. We put it up on the Mayapur forum, Mayapur TV, Mayapur.com. We even told the TOVP. And they got so excited, they sent it to all their donors. They have 25,000 donors. So some chanted a few rounds, this, that. And at the end, it was a really nice chanting. Together we got 20,990 rounds chanted that we offered it to Narasimhadev for his pleasure. It's a very big achievement. We would like to thank all the devotees who were there for, who chanted these extra rounds. And the proof that Narasimhadev was pleased with this service is that at the end, as soon as we finished the yagya, at the end of the yagya, there was a heavy rainfall. It was heavy, heavy rainfall. The devotees were so happy, you know, we're getting phone calls, Prabhu, the yagya was successful. You know, there was a heavy rainfall. So that's a sign that Narasimhadev was pleased. Again, the next day, which is on the 20th of May, Narasimha Chaturdashi day, you know, we had put a 2,000 liter drum. We didn't know how much is going to get filled, but we would need that much water for Abhishek. Devotees brought so much water, the 2,000 liter drum was completely full. We had to take out the stairs that we had made. We put another 400 liters of, no, 400 liter capacity drums. They were filled up. And then we had no other choice. And devotees, they brought the clay pots, the 200 clay pots, just filled it up and put it there. And then some devotees bought clay pots from outside and they put it there. And we had more than 3,000 liters of water, Ganga water, to bathe Narasimhadev. It was the longest Narasimha Chaturdashi Abhishek we ever had. And we consider it as a very big offering on behalf of Srila Prabhupada to Narasimhadev that on the 50th anniversary of ISKCON, we're able to do this service to Lord Narasimhadev. All this is only possible when we tried behaving in Krishna consciousness. And every swan, and you know, when we were doing this, we also had Salila Vihara in the morning for Lakshmi Narasimhadev. In the morning of Narasimha Chaturdashi, we are offering, you know, flowers to Lakshmi Narasimhadev. And that time I had a realization. There was one of my friends from Gurukul. He set up the whole thing. You know, we just gave an idea, you know, there should be some fountain, then we'll offer. But it was his idea that, you know, we should put some lights. You know, fountains should be in this specific way. It looked very, very beautiful. Very, very beautiful. Very attractive. The Lord comes. There's so many devotees. We offered, you know, flowers using 108 names of Narasimhadev, Lakshmi Devi. And it was so beautiful. At that time, I had another small realization, which we hear again and again. But the realization was that one devotee, you know, when we say, every day when we do puja, you know, there is a shloka. It says, oh my Lord, I'm not a brahmana, I'm not a kshatriya, I'm not a vaishya nor a shudra. Nor am I a brahmachari, nor a grihastha, nor a vanaprasthi, nor a sannyasi. My only identity is that I'm the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord of the gopis. Directly, we cannot serve Krishna. In my mind, that was the only, you know, that we will do some Salil Vihar. But it was his idea to make it look more beautiful. Because he's artistically talented. He made it more beautiful. And when the devotees were offering these flowers, I had another, that realization was, I myself on my own, I cannot do it. I may do it a little bit. But to make it beautiful, to make it, to expand it for the service of Krishna, you have to have help of other devotees. And other devotees mean that there is relationship. And when you have good relationship with devotees, we were recently traveling to a few places and I was talking with different devotees. And it was really shocking to hear the devotees between themselves, they have no interaction. They're all this, you know, big preachers. They have their own groups of devotees who are following them. But these big preachers, among each other, there is no relationship. There was one devotee asking me, Prabhuji, there are new devotees coming to the temple. They stay for a few days and then they leave. What can I do to have them here, to let them stay in the temple? And I said something which is pretty common. But for him it was something, oh wow, it's amazing. I just said, Prabhu, they are giving up everything in their life. You know, their house, their family, their relatives, their friends. And they are joining the temple. So they have to feel at home when they come to the temple. They need to see affection when they come to the temple. They have to see, you know, close relationship which are not found outside in the material world. That they need to see it in the temple. He's like, oh, that's right. But Prabhu, we are brahmacharis. How can we have... He says, what do you mean? You know, relationship doesn't is not blocked between devotees. Because you need to behave. But Prabhu, isn't that sense gratification? If you have good relationship with each other, and as brahmacharis, aren't we not supposed to have sense gratification? It was really shocking. You know? But he said, we just follow Shastra. Rupa Goswami, in the fourth verse of Nectar of Instructions, he said, there are six loving exchanges between devotees. There are loving exchanges between devotees. You give gifts, you receive gifts. You reveal your mind in confidence to some devotee, and you let others do that to you. You invite devotees for prasadam, you give prasad, and you accept prasad. So nice, you know, you just... Technically speaking, there are only three with two sides on it. Interaction. Give gifts, receive gifts. That's one. Reveal your mind and confidence. Let them reveal their mind and confidence. Invite devotees for prasad and get invited by devotees for prasad. Such a loving relationship. This is being taught by the Rasacharya. In our sampradaya, he is considered the Acharya of Rasa. We study his books. We are Rupanugas. Prabhuji, we have to follow this devotee. Oh, right. You know, this devotee was shocked. He's quoting shlokas. You know, when it comes to giving class, he can quote shlokas like that. No problem. From Bhagavad Gita, from Mahabharata, from Bhagavatam. No problem. But personal input, you know, putting those shlokas in our life, basically zero. So that is the problem we face. We study Shastra. No, sorry, we read Shastra, we don't study them. We need to study Shastra. And then we can have really, really strong devotees who can preach, like we had during Srila Prabhupada's time. We have few now, but rare. Because the relationship between devotees is not cultivating. There was another experience that we had recently. It was during the Gurukul boys, we went for Brajmandal Parikrama. So, you know, these Parikramas are always the best time. Because there we learn how to fully depend on Krishna. And I have said some stories of a previous Parikramas many times. But this is one which is really, touched my heart. So I'll just read. It's one day. It's a very, it's not very short, but it's short. So it was on the 8th of April and we were walking from Adi Badri to Kedarnath. I think about 8 kilometers, 10 kilometers distance. Well, basically the thing is that we go out and we do madhukari. That's how we maintain ourselves. We go, you know, in the villages and we beg, and that's how we get fed. And wherever it is arranged by Krishna, that's where we stay. So this is one of those. Okay, this is how it starts. We woke up a bit late. One of our boys wasn't feeling very well. He was suffering from fever and headache. We attended the Mangala Arati for Sri Badrinath. After Mangala Arati, when we were about to leave, Shyamdas Babaji offered matta, that's buttermilk. We had that, and when we were about to leave again, that time, a pujari of Durga Devi, there is a Durga Devi temple inside the, it asked us to wait a little longer to take the Mahaprasad, since today was the first day of Navaratri. They had a special puja for her. After accepting the Mahaprasad, we started walking towards Pasopa. Pasopa is a beautiful village between Adi Badri and Kedarnath. That's a place where Krishna and Balaram would rest with their cows. There's a small hill. Krishna and Balaram would go on the top of the hill and they would play with their friends, rest for a while. And there is also a Rasalila pastime happened over there. We started walking towards Pasopa, where we were hoping to meet Jagadish Prabhu, a disciple of Gaur Govinda Maharaj. It was already past 8:30 when we reached the ashram. Unfortunately, Prabhu was in Orissa. Anyway, we stayed in the ashram where we were thinking of going for madhukari. But we were all so lazy to go. And Prithimishai said, if we don't want to go, then we can spend time like Python Sadhu. You know, Python Sadhu means a python just lies down, sits there. A Python Sadhu means he doesn't make any endeavor to go out. And he just lies down thinking of Krishna. And whenever something comes, he will eat it. So, anyway. So we'll behave like Python sadhus. Means just we focus in serving Krishna and don't bother about ourselves. Everything is taken care of by the Lord. If Krishna arranges to eat, then we eat. And if not, then we just continue with our bhajan. But our situation was a little different. We were not exactly performing bhajan. We were just tired and sleeping and talking. While we were talking about Python Sadhu, when Vrajavasi Mataji comes there with a bucket of matta, oh Govinda, you take care of us with so much love, but my sinful mind still doesn't want to give up sinful life. That matta was really good. I asked that Mataji if we could go for madhukari now. He felt a little embarrassment, you know, we are supposed to go. This old lady carrying a 10-liter bucket of buttermilk comes up. So, can we go for doing madhukari in the village? Is it a good time? She said, no, just rest here. I will go and cook for all of you. We had just spoken about Python Sadhu. And Srimati Radharani arranged it. I feel a little embarrassing. Lord is fulfilling all our desires. He even facilitates our laziness. Oh Krishna, is there any limit for your love for your devotees? I am attached. My heart is filled with sinful desires. I have attachment that I don't want to give up. I don't have any taste in chanting your holy name. Still, why do you take so much care of us? This is a question I still don't understand. Is this the love of the Lord for his devotees? Does prema really has no cause? Oh Govinda, I pray sincerely at your lotus feet that one day I may be able to love you as much as you love us. Pretty much I said that this is not good. We are taking service from the Lord. Madhukari is our duty and we should not slack it. We had some time before lunch, so we washed our clothes and had our class and took some more rest. At around 2 p.m., the man of the house comes to invite us for prasadam. His house is just next door from the temple. Mataji served us hot rotis, which had a good amount of ghee on it. One sabji and makhan mishri. It was really good prasadam. I think the real taste in a Vrajavasi meal is not their grains, is not their sabjis, but it's their love. This is a great opportunity to learn the Vaishnava culture while taking care of Krishna's guest. After prasadam, we rested in one room for a few minutes. where we were actually offered hookahs. I don't know how many of you know, but it's basically you take marijuana and you put it inside a smoking thing, and it goes through water, and you go and you smoke it. So they were asking us, please have some hookahs. And we said, no, we don't take hookahs. You're like, what kind of sadhus you are? You don't smoke? So no, we said, at least some bhang. Bhang is that you take marijuana, you make it into a paste, you mix it with cold milk or cold thandai, and you have that, and then you get really ecstasy. I said, would you like some bhang? I said, no, we don't take. It's like, what kind of sadhus are you people? Anyway, at around 4 p.m., we started walking towards Kedarnath. We walked a good distance. The sun was in the western horizon, just hiding behind the hills. We're just about to leave the last village before entering Kedarnath. When in the last house, we got invited for some water. But it was a trick. First we had some water, then some milk, then a complete dinner. We did some kirtan, and then we ended up sleeping in that house. So this is how Krishna really takes care of you. Our only desire was to fully depend on Krishna. Whatever we get, we get. And then one day we become lazy, and then Krishna takes care of us in this way. What do we need in our life which Krishna cannot provide? Maybe the only thing we have to do is just surrender to Him. Become fully Krishna conscious. And reading this one day of our life, of the whole Brajmandal Parikrama, it's so satisfying. There is no need to do anything else. Poor Hiranyakashipu, he could have lived like us, gone to Brajmandal and did some Madhukari and lived. He would be satisfied. But he didn't manage it. He was living in Indra's palace, covered with opulence. But he couldn't do it. He was not satisfied. Whereas Prahlad Maharaj, his own son, doesn't matter in which situation he was in, getting trampled by an elephant, got thrown in a cell with all poisonous snakes, thrown down, checked down the mountain into the water, ferocious animals, beaten up by his teachers. It didn't matter. He was satisfied because he was Krishna conscious. Everything depends on how much we are Krishna conscious. And Mahaprabhu explains very nicely how much Krishna conscious we have to be in the last shloka of Shikshashtakam. That, my Lord, it doesn't matter what you do to us. If you give us darshan and give me a hug, great. If not, you discard us, still great. But in any situation, only you and nobody else is going to be the Lord of my heart. This is what we have to do. So simple. Nothing else. I just got to, Haribo, Hare Krishna. But even this is so difficult for us. Yeah, and there was one Bhagavatam, I think it's from 11th canto. There was one shloka we were reading. I can't exactly remember the whole shloka, but the essence of it, I really liked it. He said, many times, Krishna is saying this, many times my devotees, they get shaken up by Maya. Many times they fall down. But in any situation, they are working hard. But many times they are not successful. But still they keep on performing my devotional service. That is their glory. And because they keep on performing my devotional service, one day they will achieve perfection. So I wrote this translation. I recently found it. I wrote this translation and I put it on my table there. I have hope. Because we know ourselves the best. People may think, he is that, he is this, he is that, he is this. But we know ourselves the most. In Srimad Bhagavatam, in the story of Puranjana, we were going through in Gurukul, and we were reading through. At some points I was saying, why doesn't this hour finish and we stop the class? It feels like he's talking exactly about me. And it feels like, it's not Puranjana, it's me sitting in the front. And everybody over there is hearing about me. So let's stop this for today. We can continue Maya Nartas tomorrow. Not today, this is enough for today. That's how it feels like. And I'm sure it wasn't me alone over there. That's why I was satisfied, you know, they didn't say anything, because I know there are many more people like me. So that made feel okay, you know. But it shows exactly what we are. There's one devotee I met in Brazil. Anytime he has any difficulty, he will open Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, and he will read the shloka which opens. And his realization is that every time he opens the book in difficulty, he will find a solution for it. Every time. It doesn't matter, he'll just pick up the Bhagavatam. Is there? Okay, this book Bhagavatam came out, pulled out. Okay, here. This is my answer. Krishna always helps. But we are the ones who don't have faith. We are the ones who do not fully give ourselves to Krishna. When gopis did that, Krishna said, I'm completely in debt to you. Even after thousands of my lifetimes, I will not be able to repay you for this. That you gave up everything. And in the middle of the night, giving up all social customs, all traditions, you came to me. In the middle of the night, some were married, some were not married. But just because Krishna called them, they went. And for them, it was like, why is Krishna saying this? We felt like coming and we came. We got attracted to Krishna, that's why we came. And that's why our sampradaya is following the gopis. We need to get attracted to the gopis' style of worshipping Krishna. Krishna wants us there, be there. Some time ago, I had given a class, and one Mataji, she asked a question. It's like, if a boy and a girl comes to Mangala Aarti to look at each other, is it Yogamaya or Mahamaya? Means they're coming for Mangala Aarti, yeah, they are there, but they're coming there to look at each other. So the idea is good, you know, you go for Mangala Aarti, you know, you are there, it's dark, nobody will find out what's going on, but you're looking at each other, you know. Means you got the cake in your hand, but you didn't eat it. And you are there for Mangala Aarti, you know, you are there, such a beautiful period, you can like seriously focus yourself on Krishna, but you get a little distracted. So you have the cake in your hand, looks beautiful, but you don't want to bite it, you don't want to eat it. But that is our situation. And that is our problem. Srila Prabhupada, our previous acharyas, our sampradaya is so beautiful that the cake is right in front of us in our hand. You know, we chant our japa, it's right in our hand. We have to bite it. But we don't do that. It's so sad. You know. Anyway, so that's why in the material world, we don't get satisfied. When I was reading this purport, I thought for myself, every time I'm not satisfied with any situation in my life, I will check on it. Is it material? I need to perform a little bit of Krishna consciousness in it. And then I'm sure I will be satisfied. There's another amazing thing, when we go for these kind of parikramas, when we fully depend on Krishna, it strengthens your faith in Krishna very much. A couple years ago, I think it was 2 years ago, when there was a FIFA World Cup happening in Brazil. It was 2 years ago? Anyway, we went to Brazil for preaching. And we come out on the airport in Brazil. And there is nobody there to pick us up. So, you know, trying to call different devotees, they didn't work out. We were there for 2 hours. Nobody came to pick us up. And my friend who had taken me, he went out to call somebody. You know, in the temple, because he speaks the local language. And he went out for a whole hour. And I had no idea, I was just sitting there, looking at everybody, you know, giving a nice smile. That time, I thought in my mind, let's say, devotees don't come, my friend gets lost, I am here alone, what am I going to do? By Krishna's mercy, I had a return ticket back. So, I had to somehow or other manage 1 month in Brazil. So I was thinking, what am I going to do? So the first thought came in my mind was to follow Srila Prabhupada's example. Go to some park and start doing some kirtan. I'm sure Krishna would help. I was sure. I was convinced. But I was just waiting. I should have done it probably. You know, we would have more devotees. I'm sure Krishna would have helped. Because till today, Every time we are fully dependent on Krishna, Krishna has helped. Yeah? So there is no need to be ever afraid. On the day of Narasimha Chaturdashi, one devotee, he sent a message. The glories of Narasimhadev. He said there was one community somewhere in South Africa. This happened about 10 years ago. And they were, they were not initiated. They were just coming to the temple and, you know, being like Krishna friends, friends of devotees. But they had a small 5-year-old girl. She really liked Narasimhadev. She really liked him. He said, I like this girl, you know, he's lion, he's half man, half lion. I like him very much. So she would talk to her friends about this lion god. People didn't really understand who this lion god is. You know, but how can she explain it? Just 5-year-old. And then one day, this girl, she was playing with her ball. They lived in the countryside. She was playing with this ball and the ball went on the road. And the father was on the first floor watching her daughter play. And, you know, when the ball went there, this girl, you know, without thinking anything, just 5-year-old, you know, she went straight to catch the ball. And at that same time, there was a truck coming with full speed towards the girl. And the father saw that. So he jumped from the first floor. But as soon as he jumped, he broke both his legs. And the only thing he could do is watch his daughter getting smashed by the truck. And she fell about like a 20 feet down somewhere on the grass. Luckily, there was another, the police car was coming from the front. So they stopped the truck driver. He was completely drunk. So they did whatever they wanted to do with him. They came to this girl. The policeman didn't want to touch the girl because he didn't know what's her situation. So called the local hospital. It was a small clinic nearby. The ambulance came. He says, we don't want to deal with this girl because God knows what injuries she has. And we don't have proper equipments to take care of her. So you better call the city hospital. So then they called the city hospital, got the ambulance from there, took the girl in the hospital, did a whole checkup, the doctor, everybody, and the policeman, he stayed there. He wanted to know what the outcome is. And, you know, they did an x-ray for her body. When the nurse came, you know, she came with the whatever, the printout, this screen, showed it. And the doctor was so angry with her. He said, what are you bringing? Bring me the right report. This is not the report of this girl. She said, what do you mean? I just brought it. Is she good? I just brought it. He says, I will expel you. I'll expel you. So this cannot be the x-ray of this girl. He's like, why? Because there is no bone broken. The way how she smashed with the truck, she should have several bones broken. No, this is the one. And by Krishna's grace, that girl came back to consciousness. And she said the whole story, what had happened. She said, when I picked up the ball, I saw the truck coming and she was scared. And in her fear, instead of calling Mama, Papa, she called Narasimhadev. And Narasimhadev appeared in front of her and smiled at her, picked her up, and put her on the grass, some 20 feet down the road. And he said, Narasimhadev is so beautiful. He has a golden complexion with golden mane. You know, he looks so beautiful. He placed me on this grass, but while taking his hand off from my body, he mistakenly scratched me with his claw. You know, he has very sharp claws. He should, you know, he should clip his claws. That's what she said. It's very sharp. It's a 5-year-old girl. And the doctor was shocked. You know, he told the policeman, she's just, hallucinating. And it happens when, you know, when somebody gets a truck accident like that. They did a whole research, you know, they checked her whole body. And there was no problem except for the scratch on her back with Narasimhadev's claw. It was a little bit bleeding. These parents, they told this story to one sannyasi. The name of the sannyasi is not mentioned. When he heard this, he invited, you know, he called the girl over with full plates of sweets because he heard she loves sweets. He gave her a whole plate of sweets knowing she won't be able to finish it. And then she took whatever she wanted and she went out to play with her friends. After she left, the sannyasi took the remnants of her prasad, you know. He said, who was the last time saw Narasimhadev? Maybe Narada Muni? And for sure, this girl. So for him, for that sannyasi, that prasad was the best prasad he ever had. It was the Mahaprasad of this small 5-year-old girl who saw Narasimhadev face to face. This happened like 10 years ago. So this is the mercy of Krishna. Rakhe Krishna, mare ke. Mare Krishna, rakhe ke. Anyway, it's time for Darshanarthi. Anybody has any comments or questions? Great. Granthara. The translation? In spite of achieving the power to control in all directions, and in spite of enjoying all types of dear sense gratification as much as possible, Hiranyakashipu was dissatisfied because instead of controlling his senses, he remained their servant. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhaktavrinda ki, Itai Gaur Premanande.